Richo here for Macca's. Macca's Burgers, now hotter, juicier and tastier. Welcome to you, Richo.
Yeah, good to be here, Dwayne, Jared. And look, it is a big penalty for a young man. And I guess the thing about it is that the 12 weeks doesn't mean anything suspended, because he's not going to do it again. Surely he's not going to be that silly to do it again. But if it had been 10 weeks, 5 weeks ago, I probably wouldn't have an issue with the 10 weeks. But the fact that there's a bit of a carrot there that he can play finals, it doesn't sit that well with me. I don't think after being suspended for betting on games of football, which every AFL player is very, very clear, and if they're not, then their head's been in the sand, surely it shouldn't be there that he can come back and play finals. It probably would have sat better with a lot of people if, in fact, he just comes back in round one next year. Now, would I have said that if he was suspended for 10 weeks, 4 weeks ago? And he probably not, but there's just that element of the carrot of finals that probably doesn't sit that well with a few.
So you think he's almost got away with it, given that if they win a flag, he could be a premiership player, despite the fact that he's had this major error throughout the season.
Oh, and that would hang over his name if he got to play in a premiership after being sanctioned for betting on games of football within that season. And I'm sure if that happened, it would come up.
Just taking a line through the Heath Shaw situation, he was 14 down to 6 for memory.
8, was it?
14 down to 8. But he was also able to play finals. Now, they're never, ever exactly comparable. But, I mean, this kid is in his second year. Sure, he was a much more senior player.
Did Shorey's last game fall on the last game of the season and make him available for finals? I'm not sure when he got. Did he get back before the finals? He probably did. I think it just, for some people, it might look a little bit manipulated that he's able to get back.
Most things in the AFL are negotiated outcomes, Richard. And I think this one is a negotiated outcome.